Welcome to Beauty as a Birthright, a podcast where we decode the evolving concept of beauty from a multidimensional lens. In this space, we embark on a journey with engaging guests from all walks of life to figure out if beauty is a birthright, then what's our legacy? So let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. In our last episode, we chatted with Sunaina Mandaldasi, a mixed race immigrant from Bangalore, India, who is a social justice yoga educator, a model, a sex worker advocate. I don't know if we really talked about any of those because it was so deep. It got deep real fast. You have to go check it out. I mean, like the time flew by. I think we only asked like two or three of the questions that we had intended to, because it just went on these beautiful tangents that I love. So yeah, Paige, like how crazy was that, right? The time just flew by.
We definitely were all in a portal together. Seriously. Because they had mentioned that. Sunaina was like, we were in a portal. And I'm like, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
happy hour portal. Mm-hmm. Oh man. I think the one thing that like got to me was I'm like a romantic, but when I hear people talk about relationships or love or marriage, I get really turned off because it's like, ugh, it's not like that. Like I see your relationship, it's nothing like this. I can be very pessimistic about relationships. However, I'm also such a romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually thought about that when Sunaina was talking about this. I thought about, what is Tamsin thinking right now? Because I did know that. I did kind of already have the understanding about you.
Yeah.
But the way that they were talking about it and describing it, and it was so beautiful. And I could see how you were reacting to it. And, you know, and I was like, I think that this is influencing Tamsin and Tamsin's view about what she thinks she might want or be interested in this next chapter.
I mean, cause it's, I think it's partially because I've been doing so much work on myself in the last few years, a lot with my water element. So a lot about intimacy, vulnerability, sexuality. And I'm the type of person, like I just always end up in a relationship and I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess we're doing this because we've been hanging out every weekend. It's never this conscious decision. And I've had great relationships. I've only had a couple that were really bad. And the last one was super toxic, and that's the other thing people don't understand about me, because I'm so like, ugh, relationships, that like, they think I just had terrible relationships. Like, no, I've actually had really awesome partners. But, I think because all the work that I've been doing on myself the last couple of years, when people talk, how Sunaina talked about love and relationship and union, it's starting to make sense for me. Like, I still don't know what it means, like, or what I desire, but I don't know. You and a few of my friends have seen my future boyfriend. So I'm like, oh man. Yeah. Like one of my other friends, she's like, rabbit year. She's like, you're going to meet someone. I'm like, no, I don't have time.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure rabbit year as well.
Yeah.
I see rabbit year.
Oh man. And so like you have been married. How long have you been married?
We've been married. We got married in 2015. So we've been married like 7 years, and then we've known each other 9 years. I met him at the end of 2013. Yeah. Okay. So soon coming up on 9 years.
Yeah. So as somebody who's married for a while and you have a kid, mm-hmm. how are you taking all of this? And
you know, what Sunaina shared reminded me so much of my husband and I.
I thought, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that in your face too. I'm like surrounded by two people who are like in this loving partnership that like, I don't know anything about.
But yeah. The interesting thing is Sunaina and their partner, it seemed like they mutually saw this connection mm-hmm. and experienced it concurrently together. With my husband, I feel like I've just been the one witnessing. and able to understand our connection and see our connection. And my husband feels like he's kind of just like present with it, but he hasn't spent time stepping back from it to describe it and talk about it, articulate it, understand what it is. But in all, I have this reoccurring dream. And in my dream, I'm just like constantly trying to find him. So I don't know if this is like for our next lifetime, where like in this dream, I find him and I'm like kind of shaking him energetically and sometimes physically. And I'm like, I'm the one. Mm-hmm. It's me. Don't you remember? Like, this is the one for you. So I think this is going to be our next lifetime, because I already see how in this lifetime he's kind of forgetting.
Yeah.
What we had in our history and this deep connection, like he's starting to separate a little bit and forget. And so I think in the next lifetime, he might fully move away. And so it's my responsibility to be like, no, it's me, come back.
You've met each other in past lives, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this might be like the least like it's becoming less and less potent in each life, but I am lucky that I feel like I still have a glimpse and an understanding and a hold on what we shared in previous lifetimes. I think we've been together maybe 5 lifetimes. Oh. So I know and feel what we had, and he's a little bit closed off to what that is. And I think he just thinks like, oh, this is my wife, and like we found each other, and and I'm happy we have a son. I don't think he knows, like, no,
bro, we've been doing this like 5 times.
Okay? Exactly.
Like, come on, get with it.
No, that's exactly what it is. I'm like, and there's a saying in Chinese culture, it's yuan fen, and it means like destiny. And ever since I first met him, and his mom, the first time his mom met me, she was like, you're UM fun. And I'm like, we are, like, yes. And I tell my husband this, and he kind of rolls his eyes, because remember Townsend, he's too cool. He's too cool.
Right. David Yang is too cool. You don't even know who he was in high school.
Yeah. So he's kind of rolls his eyes like, oh, well, whatever. But yeah. So that's that. I really resonated with what Sunaina said.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Did you guys meet on Instagram too?
No.
I was like waiting for Sunaina to be like, there's this app where you get to meet these people. I know.
Exactly. And you're like, when can I get signed up? No, we met through mutual friends.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But where, Tamsin, after this episode, and I mean, we do these recordings that were fresh off of the episodes. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, leading up to this episode from the last time we connected and chatted, where are you now with your beauty story?
Yeah, it's funny that we spent a lot of our episode with Sunaina talking about partnership, because because that's something that I've been thinking about the last few weeks, just from our previous guests. And like, I think our last guest with Francesca, she talked about like what her perception of beauty was in high school. And then we've had a couple other guests talk about their childhood and growing up and what their relationship with their own beauty was. And it's always seemed to be tied to what the boys think, like for a cis hetero woman, girl, right? Like, did the boys like me? Did the boys pay attention to me? And I was wondering, like, does that change when you're in a partnership? Like when you get married, like how much does your partner influence and impact your own beauty? And I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. So I've been trying to like unpack that, like, do they make me feel more beautiful or less beautiful or what, or nothing? Like, I don't know. And so like, I've been trying to figure out like how much that partner puts like on your beauty journey, like how much they impact and influence it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look back on your history, because you mentioned majority of your relationships have been healthy with good partners, what has that theme been for you previously?
me. Like, I was just like, oh man. I'm the David Yang in the relationship. I'm too cool. You're like, cool. Like, even when they're like really good looking and just have a lot to offer, and I'm just like, yeah, but look at this. Look who you're with.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
And those are the guys who never say like, oh, like, here's, look a picture of me in high school. They're I'm thinking of two of my past partners who are really great partners. And I mean, like, man, so cute, awesome, kind, sweethearted, and like have a lot to offer. But they were both on kind of a shyer end. And I think I didn't know that's what I was attracted to. I was just kind of attracted to them, but I think they're a bit more shy and introverted. And then something happened in my life. I had experienced a trauma. And since then, like, it's like a before and after, like after that trauma, I started dating these other type of dudes, which are much more extroverted. I had a hard time differentiating confidence versus arrogance. That was my big thing. I can't tell what's confidence, what's arrogance. And like, I would just joke with my friends, like, you know what my type is? My type is like somebody you would think is an asshole. Like, that's my type. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to my Facebook teacher before she passed away, and she read my ex's face, the toxic one. And she just, you know, she's just on point, and she's like, she doesn't hold anything back, right? And it's something that I've heard from my other friend, one of my best friends in college. His mom is like totally into astrology, and she would say the same thing, like, you know, back then. And yeah, so what my teacher was saying, that she's like, you can't date this type of man because he likes you because you have a strong shen. And so that's why he's attracted to you. So he thinks if he's with you, it's going to shine his shen, like, more so. And she said, but that's not your path. You can't be with somebody like that. Because whoever you choose, your shen's going to always be brighter than theirs. And he's going to always be jealous of you. And that was the pattern with all these dudes. Cause I would be with them because I thought they were so cool because they had this thing or that thing or this, whatever. Right. And then what would always happen would be like, I would easily become friends with their friends, or like when we go to an event, everyone would pay attention to me. And that's not something that I do intentionally, you know, it's just like I said, I'm like David, yeah. Just real cool, you know? And they were not used to being with a partner that way. They wanted like a trophy girlfriend who, you look good, but you're going to make me look good. And so they were totally like, and it became this real nasty type of jealousy that I had never experienced before. And she was like, you have to be with somebody who doesn't mind that you become the center of attention. And then you have to make sure that you don't dim your light and you become comfortable with being in the center of attention. And when she said that to me at that time, I was like, oh no, I don't want to date that dude. I dated those dudes before, the shy ones. And, you know, and it's like, it makes me being more like, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. And I don't like that. And that doesn't make me feel comfortable. And, you know, she's passed away. So it's like, I don't have any follow-up. I can't even ask follow-up questions. So that's where I've been thinking, like, in terms of like how they impact my beauty, because when I was with these like arrogant, confident dudes, I never felt beautiful. But if you looked at the pictures, because we would go to these events or they would buy me these things, I look beautiful, but I never felt beautiful.
Right. But then you said something really interesting during the podcast with Sunaina, where you, for the past couple of years, this has been an opportunity for you to really deepen the relationship with yourself and explore, you know, previously we talked about exploring sensuality and what that means over sexuality. And so it sounds like maybe you don't need an external teacher to tell you what it will look like or what's good for you. And maybe you just need your own self to be your own best teacher and create what that's going to be. And what's cool is on this podcast, I think we're going to be able to witness it and learn what that's going to be. When it's rabbit year, we will know.
We'll have him on the podcast. Oh my God. If this happens for real, I'm just going to like pack it in. I'm just going to be like, I don't like it. Because it wasn't just you that had a vision. I had two other friends. And I was like, what is going on? This dude has stopped, like, stop going into my friend's dreams and visions. What? So because you're married. So I want to know, like, how much does your partner, and because you guys been together for 5 lifetimes, like, how much does he impact your understanding of your own beauty? Mm-hmm. Or does he?
So I think I might have said this on another podcast, but or another episode. He's really like he looks like a ballerina, like a male ballerina or figure skater.
Was he athletic? Was he sporty growing up?
I would probably say no.
Okay.
but he's coordinated. I mean, he's not, but, he's very beautiful. And I mean, of course I'm his wife, but he's just very, he's very well-kept. He looks like a very well-kept, and you know, he has this like emperor aura too.
Oh, I know.
He was definitely an emperor in a past lifetime. Mm-hmm. So he just has a presence, and he's so.
You kind of have that vibe too, like an empress vibe.
Yeah, that's why we're together.
I don't even know why I share, because you're like, yeah, duh.
Thanks, Samson. So anywho, I think that, I don't know like the best way to say this without sounding, but I feel like, okay, this is really the truth. He's the first person I've been completely attracted to. There's nothing about him that I find unattractive, and of course we fight, and there's a lot of things that bug the crap out of me that I don't think are like flattering qualities, but at the end of the day I'm like, he's so freaking cool. And I think because of that, it's almost in a way made me not so focused on my own beauty, because I think in previous relationships, I've been the more beautiful one, the more attractive one, the better catch, the all of that stuff. And then he comes into my life and he kind of trumps me with all of these categories. Mm-hmm. And instead of trying to compete, it kind of made me be like, no, you win and I don't mind. And I'm just gonna like receive and be passive and like witness you. And I don't have to worry about having to maintain the everything title in the relationship. So that's how it's been for me. Like, I don't think he, I haven't really, but of course now I'm a mother. I wasn't a mother in all my other relationships. But I just don't have as much of, that's not as much of a focus for me in this one, because I just feel like he takes that role more than I do, which is never, I never had that experience before. I don't feel less than though.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it feel kind of a relief?
Yes.
You like pressure off.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I don't know why I get that, but I do. I think maybe because you and I are very similar in that, like, we're just fabulous, but like, I don't know other way to say this. Like, I think we're very high functioning. We're kind of perfectionists. We are good at what we do. Like, I think I would say, like, if there's a flaw, it's like, we've had to learn how to fail, right? Or something, because we're just good at stuff. And then to meet somebody else who is genuinely like, oh shit, you're better than me.
Yeah.
All the way. It's kind of like, oh, you win. Okay. Good job. And then I can understand how that just for somebody like you and I, just kind of that pressure is just off and it feels nice to like, and I'm sure with him or I'm not sure, but maybe with him because of his personality, it's not so much of a pressure to be
Mm-hmm.
This dope dude.
There's just like, I think you nailed it. There's just so much more ease. And
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow. I remember my uncle told me, he's like, when it's the one, it shouldn't be very hard. And then when I met him, I was like, this is very easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still is, like, after 7 years.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we'll have, like, we're humans, so right. We'll bug the crap out of each other. But still, all of these categories, like, I'm still floating downstream.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, but Tamsin, you know, I want to hear more if there's more to share with you since we last did our circle back episode.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. It's just, it's been great to see everyone, like, just listen to how everyone describes their beauty and their perception, and then this idea of legacy. And it's really made me, like, I don't know, I feel like a shift happening. I think I was also trying to figure, like, okay, we're almost, you know, a few months, like 8 months, right? I guess January is going to be rabbit year. So this tiger year is like coming to like a decline kind of. And I'm like, oh, I just want to like ski down this slope for the next half of the year. And yeah, so I don't know. I think the partner thing was the main thing that really was coming up for me, just because of noticing how other people, like, I guess the other thing is, like, for somebody who, like me, who likes validation, I have to be careful to make sure that validation that I like and that I receive is, it doesn't become this thing that I need. It's just like this extra, like,
right,
topping, right? Like, I'm already good on my own. But if you just give it to me, it's like the extra, it's the guac, right? That you pay extra for. But everything else I got, I don't even need that guac. And so, yeah.
Well, I really look forward to, cause I see it. I see this shit happening, Tamsin.
In me?
I feel like, yes, definitely.
Really?
And you're doing the work, you're putting the work in, and you're being very reflective and intentional.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any kids, so it's like just me laying down thinking about myself like 24/7.
Mm-hmm. But it's just so cool because we get to see it, we get to hear it together.
Yay. Yeah.
All right, well, till next time, we have some awesome episodes lined up, so thank you everyone for being here and listening, and feel free to rate us, review us, leave comments, and share the episode.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's it for today. If you like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, and share it with your friends. You can follow us on Instagram at @beautyasabirthright and say hello. If you're interested in learning more about Taoist face reading, head over to elementalarchetypes.com and follow Dr. Tamsin on Instagram at @elementalarchetypes. If you like to explore beauty through your own hands, you can visit youngface.com. You may also explore Paige's Instagram at yang.face for tutorials, Chinese medicine theory, and candid thoughts on cultural appreciation.